The Burrs method has allowed me to literally, including yes at the end, I don't want to short side that, literally create $42 million worth of real estate without using any of my own money. $42 million, that includes apartment complexes, that includes obviously single family rentals, that includes some self storage. So I've been able to buy several different asset classes and create a lot of wealth for me and my family and my great, great, great grandkids, however many greats we want to go with this, because I'm going to talk about the Burrs method and how to do it with a simple example. I know you're listening. I'm recording this now. I don't even know if this is going on my YouTube or not, but you're listening and you're driving in your car or you're working out or doing yard work or just sitting there listening to me. And I appreciate you for being here. But what I want to do is, you know, explain it in a way that you can understand it by listening. And I've done it enough times. I feel like I can do that. So this method I'm going to talk about is extremely powerful.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls,
investors, entrepreneurs, and best friends.
Two millennial Midwesterners who started a real estate side hustle and now own $40 million in rentals without using any of our own money.
Now we're two average guys teaching other people how to use real estate investing to create financial freedom and generational wealth.
If you're ready to learn how to take control of your future using real estate investments the simple way and have fun while doing it, you're in the right place.
Let's start today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam and this is Nobody's Here. This is the first episode I am going solo on. My partner in crime, Lucas, is not feeling very well. So what I'm going to do is just spitball with you a little bit today. And I'm going to talk about the number one thing that I feel like I know better than anybody else out there. I don't feel like I am a very cocky person. I don't feel like I am full of myself by any means. If you've seen any of my social media, I think you probably hopefully agree with that. But I don't think there's anybody out there that talks about it as much as I do or as knowledgeable talking about the Burrs method. That's what I want to talk about with you today, is do a deep dive on the Burrs method, which stands for buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and scale. Let's talk about why I chose to talk to you about that today on my first and only maybe solo episode, is because it is the most powerful thing that I can articulate to you. I am not as articulative and communicative as, if those are even words, as Hormozy. I'm not as handsome as my boy Ryan Pineda, but I know the Burrs method in and out. In fact, I took a method that had been around for several years and I feel like improved it. It used to be called the Burr method. It stood for buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. I slightly tweaked it, but added a lot of oomph to it and made it the Burrs method, the buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and scale method. And Brandon Turner with Bigger Pockets coined the phrase the Burr method. It had been around for a long time, the method, but being called that exact cadence with those letters was coined by Bigger Pockets. But guess what? About 4 months ago, I was on Bigger Pockets episode specifically talking about the S and the scale part of the Burrs method, which we'll get into here later on in this episode. So it's an extremely powerful method. I know it very well. I feel like I can, you know, talk about it for the next 10, maybe 15 minutes. We'll keep this one kind of short, make it a quick one. But it's extremely impactful. And if you've heard it before, heard it from me, hopefully I can explain it and add a little nuance to it to make it maybe a little bit more impactful than it has been in the past, or help you understand or see one part of it a little bit better, or be like, oh, I didn't know that part, or something along those lines is my goal with this, because the Burrs method has allowed me to literally, including yes at the end, I don't want to short side that, literally create $42 million worth of real estate without using any of my own money. $42 million, that includes apartment complexes, that includes obviously single family rentals, that includes some self storage. So I've been able to buy several different asset classes and create a lot of wealth for me and my family and my great, great, great grandkids, however many greats we want to go with this, because I'm going to talk about the Burrs method and how to do it with a simple example. I know you're listening. I'm recording this now. I don't even know if this is going on my YouTube or not, but you're listening and you're driving in your car or you're working out or doing yard work or just sitting there listening to me, and I appreciate you for being here. But what I want to do is, you know, explain it in a way that you can understand it by listening, and I've done it enough times I feel like I can do that. So this method I'm going to talk about is extremely powerful. Let me give myself a quicker intro, and then we'll get the ball rolling. So as I said, I own $42 million worth of real estate. I've bought without using any of my own money. I own a house buying company here in St. Louis that's going to fix and flip and wholesale a little over 300 houses this year. I also have 2 million followers on social media, and this brand new, well, this is like the 40th-ish episode, a podcast called The Faster Freedom Show. So that's a little bit about me. So I am not going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about. I do crypto. I do e-com. I do a lot of these things, but I don't teach or preach on them because I don't feel like I'm an expert in them, and I'm not just going to talk about something to get views. I could get a lot more views being negative. I could get a lot more views talking about stuff I don't know, but I'm not going to do either. I'm only going to talk about what I know, and the views will come, and that has shown, considering I have 2 million followers on social media just from talking about me and how I do things. So with all that being said, let's rock it, lock it, and cock it. Here we go. That was appropriate. Yes, that was appropriate, Mom. We're fine. All right, here we go. So the BRRRS method, it stands for buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and scale. The key to the entire BRRRS method, there's several different keys, but the initial key that gets you in the door to make this potentially work is buying or finding a distressed property. This only works with distressed properties. A lot of people outside of the industry get confused. They think that I'm buying a house that's rent ready or livable and taking it away from the supply. I'm not doing that. Almost every single one of my BRRRS deals have been rental properties that when I bought them needed a lot of work. Some of them to even be livable, but many of them to be functional and livable and pass code. So what I do is I find a distressed property. There's a ton of different places that do that. I'll touch on briefly here, but finding that distressed property that needs work is the initial linchpin that gets everything going and starts the flywheel of this BRRRS method. It doesn't work on properties that are in rent ready or livable condition. So you find that distressed property, the places that I would suggest going. And again, I have, as I said, 2 million followers on social media. I talk about lead sources on my TikTok, my YouTube, my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, you know, all that same Faster Freedom or Faster Freedom. All of them I talk about. Any little question you have is answered somewhere on my social media, I promise. And or just message me on Instagram and I'll gladly send you the links to those things. But you find a distressed property probably from a wholesaler or a real estate agent, maybe directly from the home seller, but you're finding this distressed property that you're going to be able to buy at a discount. Because as I said, I'm going to walk you through a way to buy a property, an example deal, without using any of your own money, and you will own the asset at the end of the day, get all the benefits of owning real estate asset, and then you can scale it and repeat it as many times as you want. So step zero or one, whatever you want to say, is finding a distressed property. So let's say you found a distressed property. We're going to do simple math here. Don't worry, this works at $200,000-$400,000 price points as long as the cash flow is there, as long as the rent's there. But let's keep it simple. You can buy a distressed property for $100,000, okay? You can get it, you got it under contract, and you can purchase it for $100,000. However, it's distressed, and you're adding value and creating equity so you don't have to put any money down on the deal. I'll explain that here when I get to the refinance section. So you have to buy at a discount and add value by the next letter, which is the R, is the rehab portion. So you're going to buy it for $100,000 and you ran your numbers and you understand that it needs $40,000 to $50,000 with holding costs and heirs and everything. You're going to say $50,000. So you need $150,000. You with me? $100,000 to purchase it, $50,000 to fix it up. So you need $150,000 to purchase and fix up said distressed property. The cool thing about that is you do not have to use your own money to do that. And I would not suggest using your own money. If you have it, maybe for the first few deals you can, because even if you do use your own money, you get it back on the refinance step. But most of us don't have that much extra capital. I know I did not when I got started, especially. So you need $150,000 to buy and fix up this property. You don't want to deal with the mortgage yet. That's later down the line. So you go to a private money lender or a hard money lender for the entire purchase and fix up of that property. So this example, let's keep it easy. You went to a private lender and got the $150,000. They wrote you a check for $150,000. You bought the house for $100,000. And over the next 90 days, you rehabbed and put the other $50,000 into it. So you have $150,000 of a private lender's money in this deal. Now, local hard money lenders are a good option. They usually won't lend you 100% and you usually maybe need a little liquidity or experience. Not always. So you can find your local hard money lenders by Googling them or just Google FasterFreedomCapital.com, and we have our own national hard money lending company. However, it's rare to, on your first deal, never use any of your own money with the hard money lender. So always use the private lender if possible. So the private lender, $150,000 check, bought, fixed up the house. Now it's rent ready, so the natural next step is to get the property rented. Now, don't just rent it to anybody that can fog a mirror. You need to actually get it rented from somebody that's a good fit for you, good fit for them. Good tenants are looking for good property. So you just rehabbed a property and it's a great property for a tenant because it's newly rehabbed and you're a good person and you're not a slumlord. You are a landlord and you're going to take care of your property and pride in ownership. So get a good tenant in place that is well qualified, that is willing to communicate with you, and you're willing to communicate with them and treat them like a person. That's going to save you so much money in the long run and headache. It's not even funny. So we're a little over halfway through. You've bought and rehabbed a property using a private lender's money. You got it rented, you're starting to collect income, you're making it good debt, you're making it an asset, you're allowing yourself to be able to take out a DSCR loan from a small local bank, which is a debt service coverage ratio loan, which is why I have 275 rental properties and my credit score is like 820, or actually it's in the 700s right now. It fluctuates from like 750 to 820, depending on all the crazy stuff I'm doing. So my credit score and debt to income ratio is not affected because of this type of loan, because I have a distressed property that's fixed up and rented. Those are the properties that you want to do. So now that you have it rented, you're going to go on to the fourth letter, the third R, which is the refinance step. This is the most confusing step. It's not once you understand it, but if this is your first, second, third, maybe 10th time hearing this, you still probably have questions about this refinance step. Again, I have probably 10 videos on my YouTube about refinance that deep dive into it that aren't super exciting, that I try to make entertaining, but are educational, and you will understand it after watching those videos. So I have the Faster Freedom Show podcast channel on my YouTube, but then I also have the @SamFasterFreedom just in general show. That's just my normal YouTube that, you know, a few videos a week and shorts and such. So make sure you're following both of those, please. And obviously subscribed on whatever podcast platform and giving us a 5-star review if you appreciate the free advice. So anyways, so you, this refinance step, you have your rented fixed up property, you go meet this small local banks, not your Bank of America's, not your Commerce Banks, your small local community banks, and you're going to meet someone in the commercial lending division. You can find them by just Googling small local banks, commercial lending division. You can find them by talking to other real estate investors in your area, see who they use, because they use them, I promise, if they own rental properties, they use these small local banks. You can go to your local meetups, you know, meetup.com, or Google my local real estate investing meetups. You can go to Facebook groups and ask, you know, real estate investing Facebook groups what, you know, small local banks that they use. So though these are super easy to find. So once you find the right one, I went to 25 of the wrong ones at first, and they all said no to me about 7-8 years ago when I got started. But as soon as I talked to the right one and said the right thing, they were like, yes, I will do that exact loan. So what you do is they're going to say, all right, show me with a property, show me how much you're getting for rent, so show me how much everything is, how much you bought it for, how much you fix it up for. I'll give you a loan for up to 80% of what it's worth, the market value. Now, the fact that you bought it at a discount and increased the equity in value by repairing it, there should be a lot of equity in this deal if you ran your numbers right. So for this example, again, this is a simple math but realistic example. This property is worth now, after getting appraised, $200,000. So they will literally write you a cashier's check, the small local bank will, for 80% of that. Now, I'll get into what you do with that check and, you know, how you pay that check back in a minute. But you're literally handed a cashier's check for 160 grand, maybe 159 minus closing, whatever it is. You're handed a big check. You take that check and you use all of it, if not 99% of it, to pay back your private lender. Your private lender wrote you a check for 150, 95, 120 days later, you write them a check back for 160, 159, 155, whatever interest rate you have decided on. You're giving them their initial money back plus interest. That's why they did the loan. And they did the loan because it was collateralized by the actual property that you were buying and fixing up. So it was backed by that. You didn't have to back it. Private lenders, relational based. They're probably going to make 8, 12, 15% return annualized on the money. They got their money back. They wrote you a check for 150. They get a check back for 159, whatever it is, you know, a few months later. So great investment on their part. They're chomping at the bit to do another one. So that's why they lend you the money. And quick side note, as I'm rambling on, hopefully this is all flowing properly. you can't go straight to the bank because these small local banks and these big banks especially don't want anything to do with distressed properties. They only want properties that are lived in by you or fixed up, rented to somebody else. So that's why you cannot do this. You can go directly to a small local bank, but they're going to say put 20% down. So if you, or the big bank, put 20% down. So these small local banks, you got to back into that equity by starting out with a private lender or hard money lender on the initial purchase and fix up. So sorry, quick side note. So now that you've written your private lender check back for $159,000, they got their money back plus interest, you owe the bank that $160,000, $159,000. However, you owe them that in the form of a mortgage. Now, interest rates are fluctuating as I'm recording this, but the math still works if you take your rental rate into consideration and get the lowest rate possible by, you know, shopping different small local banks. You can still cash flow. So for right now, it's probably a 6.5% mortgage over 25 years. There's probably an ARM in there at 3 to 5 years, but let's not confuse this and convolute it. So now you owe the bank, I don't know the exact math, $800-$900 a month, maybe $1,000 a month. But you should be collecting much more than that in rent, $1,500, $1,600, $1,700. You're going to pay your mortgage to the bank every single month from the rent you're collecting in the third step, plus all owning expenses. Then after all is said and done, you should cash flow $200 to $400 a month, which is not going to get you rich overnight, but it will create wealth very, very quickly, because the beauty of this is the properties go up in value, the tenants pay the mortgage down, you get the cash flow and the tax benefits. So that's what happens in the BRRRS method. You bought it, private lender, fix it up, private lender, got it rented. Then you took it to small local bank. They fixed it up the small local bank did the rehab on the fixed up property. They did the refinance and they paid you back. And then you now owe the bank money that you're paying them every single month via rent. And then you scale it, which I don't want to get into too much detail. I have a podcast episode with Lucas specifically on scaling, but scaling means just doing it bigger, better, faster, stronger, creating wealth and creating impact by actually scaling and not just doing it one time or repeating and going back and doing what you did before. You got that scaling has a Monday morning quarterback feel to it. It has an improvement feel to it. It has a, you know, expansion type feel to it. So the scale system, I have used to grow 2 million followers on social media, to grow a flipping company from 100 houses a year to 300 houses a year, and to grow a rental portfolio at the time was probably worth 15 million. As soon as I implemented this scale system, it shot up to 42 million in less than 2 years. So it works, and it works in multiple facets, but it stands for, as an abbreviation as well, S stands for systems. You have to get systems in place. C stands for coaching. Doesn't have to be me, but you got to get a coach if you want to scale. A stands for accountability, stands for accountability and action. L stands for lead flow, and E stands for extra funding. Those are the things that you need to get in place and to work on over your first several deals, so that once you're on your fifth or sixth deal, that scale process is streamlined and you're launching from there. You have extra funding, you have you have multiple lead sources, you have taking action, you have coaching to help you grow, and then you have the systems to grow everything. So it all ties together. And that's how I have burged my way into $42 million worth of real estate without using a dime of my own money. So hopefully you appreciated me just kind of spitballing by myself. A lot of information in this podcast. Hopefully you can share it with a friend if they need some explanation on the BRRRS method. So I'd really appreciate you sharing this episode. If you have not yet given us a 5-star review and a rating, I would appreciate that as well. You definitely don't have to. It'd be a lot cooler if you did. Usually I have Lucas or a guest on here with me. This is the first one by myself. So hope you appreciated it, and you will hear me on the next one. See ya.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.